There you are, Glocken. That's what it is for women and children to be in common among the guardians of your city. That's what it is like. The next thing we have to do is establish from what has been said that it is consistent with the rest of the Constitution and that it is by far the best arrangement. Or should we go about things in some other way? No, that's the best way, undoubtedly. If we want to settle this, isn't a good starting point to ask ourselves what is the greatest good we can think of in the organisation of our city, the thing the lawgiver should be aiming at as he frames his laws, and what is the greatest evil? Then we can ask, do the proposals we have just described match the features of this good? Do they fail to match the features of this evil? Yes, that's the best possible starting point, he said. Well then, can we think of any greater evil for a city than what tears it apart and turns it into many cities instead of one? Or any greater good than what unites it and makes it one? No, we can't. Is it community of pleasure and pain which unites it, when as far as possible all the citizens are equally affected by joy or grief over any particular gain or loss? It certainly is. And is individual variation in these feelings divisive? Things happen to the city or to its inhabitants which make some people distraught and others delighted. Of course it's divisive. Is this because words like mine and not mine are not applied by everyone in the city to the same things? The same with somebody else's? It certainly is. Does that mean the best regulated city is the one in which the greatest number of people use this phrase mine or not mine in the same way, about the same thing? Much the best. When anything at all, good or bad, happens to one of its citizens, a city of this kind will be most inclined to say that what is affected is a part of itself. The whole city will rejoice together or grieve together. Yes, it's bound to. A city with good laws, that is. This is the moment for us to return to our city, I said, and look for the characteristics our argument has led us to agree on. We want to know if this city possesses them to an outstanding degree, or if some other city does. Yes, we do need to go back and do that. Very well. Presumably, there are rulers and common people, aren't there, in other cities as well as in our city? There are. Do they all call one another citizens? Of course. But in other cities, what else does the common people call the rulers, apart from calling them citizens? In most cities, they call them their masters. In democratic cities, they just call them rulers. What about the common people in our city? What do they say their rulers are, apart from being citizens? Saviours and defenders, he said. And what do the rulers call the common people? Paymasters and providers. What do the rulers in other cities call their common people? Slaves. And what do the rulers call each other? Fellow rulers. What do ours call each other? Fellow guardians. Can you answer this, then? Would any of the rulers in the other cities find it possible to address one of his fellow rulers as a relative and another as unrelated? Yes, plenty of them would find that possible. Doesn't such a person think and speak of his relative as his and one who is unrelated as not his? Yes. What about your guardians? Could any of them think of one of his fellow guardians or address him as if he were unrelated? No, he said. Every time he meets any of them, he will assume he's meeting his brother or sister or father or mother or son or daughter or the child or parent of one of these. In that case, there will be greater agreement in this city than in any other about the terms we were referring to a moment ago. They will say of the success or failure of any individual, this success is mine, or this failure is mine. Very true, he said. And did we say that feeling pleasures and pains in common followed from this way of thinking and speaking? We did, and we were right. Then will our citizens, more than any others, hold one and the same thing, which they will call mine, in common. And because they feel the same about it, will they feel the greatest community of pain and pleasure? Very much the greatest. And the reason for this, over and above the general organisation of the city, is the business of women and children being in common among our guardians. Yes, that's the main reason, he said, far more important than anything else.